Well, along about this time, we were also doing a little bit of camping and traveling, which one year we had the Red Rambler at that time, but we might have lived up at 942D and borrowed a trailer from Park and Juanita and fixed a trailer hitch on the back of the Rambler, and we went Bob and Diane. They were living up in Northern California. Bob was supposed to be a pro at a golf course, and we stayed with them a couple of days, and the kids were riding those electric carts. They had a good time. Then we went on over to see Beverly's mother and father at the homestead. Every place we stopped, we had all our camp gear. We stayed in a campground or someplace. Was it long about Winnemucca, Nevada? We got into there and we couldn't find any place to camp. So I went to the police station and asked where we could camp, set up our tents and spend the night. And they told me how to get there, and it was just a little bit uphill from the main town. But boy, did they have mosquitoes up there. Wowie. And they didn't have any Casey's up there either, so you had to go out in the brush. And I can remember your mother coming back from the brush, scratching her backside where the mosquitoes had bitten her. And then on to Utah the next day. When we got to the homestead, I asked them where I could set up my tents, where we could camp, and they sent us down alongside the river, and all the children nicknamed that Mosquitoville. Boy, they sure had mosquitoes in there, so I don't know how many days we stayed there, but and fought the mosquitoes. And then we went on to Idaho, and we saw Jane and John over at St. Anthony's, Idaho. Oh, yes, and Ivan's birthday was the day that we were traveling to St. Anthony's, and we had his birthday party alongside the road where we stopped for lunch. And he got cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, and I'm not sure what all, but that was his birthday party. And his mother's birthday was the same day, and I don't know what I gave her, but oh, she was always a pretty good sport anyway. Then we stayed a couple of days, or a few days over there with Jane and John, and they took us into West Yellowstone, and we went around the road. We went, I guess the road circles a lot of it, and I was really impressed with Old Faithful. Oh boy, what a fun thing that was, and to watch that thing come blubbering out of the ground and then blowing sky high. And we saw a lot of the, what they call them, the water was so hot you couldn't stick your hand in it, and right alongside of it was a cold running stream. It was really fascinating to see all that. We saw some animals in there, bears, that we all stayed in the car. We didn't feed the bears either, thank goodness. I think we turned around and drove back home. I can't remember where we stopped coming back, but yeah, everything was a camping experience.